弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to all.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be to you.
我们属灵的家。
Our spiritual family.
This is our spiritual family.
这是我们属灵的家。
Have many languages? 很多不同的语言。很多不同的背景 ，many different background, and many of you come from different place, learn from born in different cities, but we all come together to worship our Lord.
我们从不同的地方来，也从在不同的地方出生，但是我们今天聚集在这里，一同来敬拜神。
啊，有时候我会忘记。
Sometimes I'll forget.
所以有一个翻译的是对翻译来说是非常大的挑战。
So it's a big challenge to the one who translate.
所以Michael 今天就做这个那么艰难的工作，感谢主。
Thank God that Michael is trying his best to do this.
如果你有语言的恩赐，请你跟我们讲。
If you have the gift of languages, please let us know.
You'll be the next translator.
你会成为以后的翻译的。
感谢主，我们到了2022年。
Thank God we come to 2022.
同样的带来一个 Omicron 的新的这样子的一个的新闻。
但是同时我们也知道有这个 Omicron 的新闻。
我们在那么疫情高峰，我们还是选择了一同来聚会。
So in amidst of this pandemic, we are still learning to live with it.
这个是我们重开以后第一次三个语言一起在这里崇拜。
Today is the first time we try to worship in all three languages since we reopened last July.
我们希望今年的第一次的崇拜，我们一家人一同来崇拜。
We hope that today, the first Sunday worship of this year, we come together as one big family.
上一年我们讲到我们有个 new normal, 新的平常。
We talk about a new normal.
上一年新的平常是什么都是在 Zoom 上面。
Last year, the new normal was we hold all our meetings over the Zoom online platform.
大家想回到那个日子吗？
Do you still want to go back to those days?
你还记得什么东西都在 Zoom 上面吗？
Do you still remember when we have all the different meetings over Zoom?
所以今年有一个新的，也有一个新的 normal.
This year we have a new normal.
其实已经不是 new 了。
Actually, it is not new anymore.
不是真的是那么新了。
It's no more, it's not that new.
我们真的要学习怎样跟这个病毒共存。
We need to learn how to live with the virus.
所以大家还是要小心。
But we still have to be careful.
如果你跟一些有已经感染了病毒的朋友接触的时候，请你也需要自我隔离。
If you have close contact with someone who have the virus, we ask you please quarantine yourself too.
如果你有病症或者是你感染了，当然你也要需要去隔离。
If you are actually infected or have symptoms, of course, then you should quarantine.
我们就跟着政府的这些的指引来做。
We try to follow the direction from the government.
但是我们不用太害怕。
But on the other hand, we don't have to be too fearful.
总会有人会感染的。
There will be people that got infected.
以后就好像感冒一样。
In the future, it will be more or less like the flu.
我们都不希望被感染。
We don't want to be infected.
所以我们还是相对来说比较小心。
So in that sense, we still need to be careful.
但是我们不要让病毒停止我们去敬拜的心。
But we don't want the virus to affect our desire to worship.
隔离完了两个星期，回来又是一条好汉。
After we quarantine for 2 weeks, we should come back and once again renew our normal living.
现在可能你不需要 2 weeks 啊，可能5天也够了，几天也够了哈，就看看你的情况，看指引就好了。
Currently, we may not even need 2 weeks. It was just a recommendation was maybe only 5 days. So, depend on your situation, well, we follow the direction from the government.
We
all come together as a family to worship God. Let's learn the lesson of being a one big family.
你看到家，你会想到什么呢？
When you heard the word family, what did you think of?
那什么是你的家人呢？
Who are your family members?
那你想一想哈。
Think about it.
谁是你的家人？
Who are your family members?
为什么他们是你的家人呢？
Why are they your family members?
你们住在一起不一定是家人哈。
If you live together, it's not necessarily your family members.
可能是 roommate, 不是家人。
They could be just your roommates, not your family members.
那什么是家人呢？
So who are family members?
可能跟你有血缘关系。
With a blood relationship with you?
可能因为婚姻的原因，你们组成一个家庭。
Do you marry and form a family and therefore be part of the same family?
或者是透过收养有一个新的家庭。
Do you have a family through adoption?
我们每一个人都有一个家。
All of us have a family.
有些比较不幸的，他们可能不知道自己的家人在哪里。
Somebody that are less fortunate, they may not even know where their family members are.
但是他一定是有一个家。
But they must have a family.
他是从一个家出来的，他也是属于一个家的一部分。
Because they came out of a family, they must be part of a family.
那我们属灵方面呢？
Now, how about our spiritual family?
我们这个新生命，我们信主以后有一个新的生命。 我们有一个家吗？
After we believe in Jesus, we have new life. But do we have a new family?
这一个我们有两个家。
We actually have two families.
有一个是我们说是地上的家。
We say one of the family is the earthly family.
就是我们出生的那个的家。
That family was the one that we were originally born into.
或者也包括了你结婚以后的那个家。
That may also include the family you form after you get married.
同样的，我们有一个属灵的家。
In the same token, we have a spiritual family.
属灵的家就是教会了。
Spiritual family refer to the church.
我们每一个人在我们的家庭里面都有一个角色。
We all have a role in our family.
可能你是妈妈。
Maybe you are the mother.
可能你是丈夫。
Maybe you are the husband.
可能你是儿女。
Maybe you are the children.
那你都有一个角色。
But you have a role in the family.
你就负起你在家里面的角色是什么。
So you have to bear the responsibility of that role in your family.
那我们在这个大家庭里面，这个属灵的家庭里面。
We are in this big spiritual family.
我们也有不同的角色，对吗？
We also have a role.
有一些是教导的。Some
of us teachers.
教导的，或者去带领聚会的。Some
of us lead meetings.
有一些是负责去影音的。Some
of us handling the audiovisual part of it.
大家看后面每次有几个弟兄姐妹在后面，他们就在负责这个影音，负责这个网络的需要的。
If you notice in the back of the corner, every time there's at least a couple of brother or sister who are handling all the audiovisual and even the streaming.
大家知不知道这棵树是谁放的？
Do you know who put the...
Put up the Christmas tree?
Oh. Do you know last year who put up this beautiful Christmas tree?
有人做吗？
There must be someone who
谁做呢？
Who?
谁负责这棵树的？ Who responsible for
this tree? Who was responsible?
A few of the brothers here.
To put the tree up, somebody raised their hands.
The youth brothers are doing this.
It was their youth brothers.
女生是不是做 fellowship holder? Okay.
And I think the youth sisters had set up the Christmas tree in the fellowship hall.
So everybody has a part in the family.
我们每一个人在这个家庭里面都有一份。
我们就看到底圣经怎样去教导我们这个家庭是怎么样的。
Let's see how the Bible teaches us about this spiritual family.
如果你自己有圣经，你可以看自己的圣经，或者是看荧幕。
If you have your own Bible, you can refer to it, or you can just refer to the projection on the wall.
你的眼睛要不错才看得到可能上面的。
You need to have a reasonably good eye to be able to see what is projected.
因为我们要把中英文都放上去，可能字就比较小一点哈。
Since we have to put both languages, the font is a little small.
好，我们都一起念好吗？
Let's all read it together.
你不要理旁边的人念什么语言，你就念你要念的语言就 OK 了哈。
Don't worry, the one next to you, what language they use, you can use the language that you're most comfortable with and read it with it.
以后在天国的敬拜就是这样子哈。
In the future, when we worship God in heaven, that will be the way.
各族各方的语言一同来敬拜哈。
There will be languages of all people, all tribes and all nations.
今天就有三种啊。
Today we have
尝试一下哈。
Three languages, let's try it.
我们一同来念哈。
Let's read it together.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一
洗、一神，就是众人
的父，
超乎众人之上，
冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。大家在这几节的圣经里面看到多少个一字呢？
How many one did you notice in these few verses?
Seven. 我听到了七个。
I heard somebody say seven.
所以这个讲到我们属灵界有七个一在里面。
It says there are seven ones in our spiritual family.
这是我们属灵家的这个属灵的家的基础。就建立在这些的一上面。
That's the foundation of our spiritual family.
啊，什么是一啊？
What do you mean by one?
什么是一啊？
What do we mean by one?
啊，一不是第一啊。
One doesn't mean we are the first.
这里不是讲到第一，而是讲到一。
It's not referring to being the first. It's talking about being one.
啊，一就是不是二，不是两个。
One means it is not two.
不是很多。
It is not a lot.
而是一。
It's only one.
啊，我们有很多人。
We have many people.
啊，但是聚起来就是一。
But when we gather together, there's only one.
大家还有没有印象，圣经什么时候教导我们这个很多，然后变成一这个的观念呢？
Do you remember where else in the Bible teaches about...
第一次, the first time.
Where's the first time the Bible teaches us about the concept of being one and yet many?
创世纪，从创世纪开始算了，是不是？
So, since talking about first time, we must be referring to the book of Genesis.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
在第二章的最后
，At the end of chapter two，
这里这样说：因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
哦，这节圣经虽然很短，但是非常多的真理在里面。
So this is a short verse. It contains a lot of truth in it.
你也可以说这个是一个家庭基本上的一个的运作的原则。
You can say this is the basic operating principle of a family.
夫妻怎么样相处
？How the husband and wife relate to one another.
父母跟儿女怎么样相处
？How the parents relate to their children.
怎样去做亲子教育？
How to conduct the bringing up of our children.
最基本的一个基础就在这一节圣经。
The most important foundation is from this verse.
今天我们不是讲创世纪，也不是特别要讲婚姻家庭关系。
Today we are not preaching about Genesis nor about how to bring up a family.
但是我可以问你一个问题。
But I want to ask you a question.
如果你们家里大家都很同心的话，很合一的话
If your family members are all very united in one heart,
你们大家所面对的这些的家庭问题是不是已经解决了？
Don't you think all the problem in the family have already been solved?
我想一想，你讲到过去家人里面吵架的事情，如果大家是合一同心，是不是已经解决了？
Just think back in the past, those issues that was the point of contention among family members. If you guys are in unity, share the same heart and same spirit, don't you think those would not be issues anymore?
所以家庭，我们属这个地上的家。
So our earthly family.
我们怎么样相处
？How we relate to one another?
也去帮助了我们，知道怎样在教会里面这个属灵的家的相处。
Actually would help us how to relate to one another in our spiritual or the church family.
我们学习如何跟家人建立好的关系。
We need to learn how to have a good relationship with family members.
那你属灵，这个就是你属灵的家良好关系的基础啊。
How well we did that would be the foundation of how we can relate to members of our spiritual family.
圣经经常讲到合一。
The Bible talks about being united in the Bible.
这种的说法啊，都是讲家庭的。
All these way of expression refer to the family.
就是你地上的家或者你属灵的家。
Either the earthly family or the spiritual family.
我们是一个合而为一的家。
We belong to a united family.
再说教会正是很多人的。
Again, church has a lot of people.
这些个属灵的家需要学习怎么样合而为一。
This members of the spiritual family need to learn how to be united.
那圣经形容我们是一个身体，身体只有一个。
The Bible teaches that our body, there's only one.
当然第一个这里讲到是一个universal, 一个普世的教会。
First and foremost, it was referring to a universal church, which is only one.
所以我可以认识一个同样信耶稣的基督徒在香港，在台湾，在中国。
So in that spirit, I can know another Christian who may live in Hong Kong or mainland China or other part of the world.
虽然我们不是每一天都每一个星期都去同一个教会，但是我们在主内都是弟兄姐妹。
Though we may not go to the same church every Sunday, but in Christ, we are all brothers and sisters.
但是同样的，这个也是讲到一个地方的教会。
But at the same time, it also refers to a local church.
一个地方的教会就是一个教会，你属于的那个教会。
A local church refers to a physical church that you belong to.
一个教会里面就有他的领袖，他的教导的牧师之类的。
And that local church would have its own leadership, the pastor and those who teaches and so on.
你也是一部分。
And you are part of it.
你属于一个家吗
？You belong to a family.
你属于一个 body 吗
？Do you belong to a body?
这个你属于一个 body 也告诉你
，The fact that you belong to a body，
如果你有需要的时候
，means if you have needs，
你的身体就互相来关心你啊。
Other parts of your body will try to help。
我们领袖是要来保护，要来帮助你啊。
The leaders of this body will try to protect you。
所以双方面的。
So it is a two-way street.
我愿意参与这个，我是这个身体的一部分。
I'm willing to participate, being part of this body.
我去在这个家，这个身体里面得到帮助。
And I want to get help from this body too.
我也帮助这个身体。
And at the same time, I also would learn to help this body.
这个身体啊，有一个。也是有同一个灵 圣灵只有一个。
This body also have one spirit.
这个身体里面每一个人都有同一个圣灵。
Every part of this body, they all share the same Holy Spirit.
啊，这个圣灵把我们带来一个家里面。
The Holy Spirit bring us together into the family.
哎，我们很少这样想哈。
We seldom think about it that way.
圣灵当把我们去拉到神那边。
The Holy Spirit draw us to God.
同样的，圣灵也把属神的人放在你去 draw together， 去放在一起。
The Holy Spirit draw all the believers together.
一个圣灵。
One Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里继续说，有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜。
Paul continued to mention there's one hope, one Lord, and one baptism.
我们聚在一起是因为我们有同一个信仰，对吗？
We gather together because we share the same faith.
我们有同一个的盼望。
We also share the same hope.
弟兄姐妹，你的盼望在哪里呢？
Brother and sister, where do you place your hope?
你的盼望是在世上吗？
Do you place your hope to earthly things?
或者是我们的盼望是那个更美的家乡？
Or do we put our hope on the even better home in heaven?
我们的盼望是在主的话里面所应许我们的。
Our hope is on the things that are promised in the Word of God.
我们的盼望在主不变的应许啊。
Our hope is built upon the very reliable promise of the Lord.
我们有同一个，我们有同一个主。
We have the same Lord.
刚才我们也讲到，圣灵。
Before I mention about Holy Spirit,
三位一体的第三位
，the third person of the Holy Trinity.
耶稣是第二个
，Jesus is the second person of the Trinity.
在三位一体的神里面的第二位
，so he is the second person in the Trinity.
我们来都是因为我们敬拜同一个主
，we come together because we all worship the same Lord.
我们同一样有一个主人。
We all have the same master.
我们没有另外一个主人，只有主耶稣基督是我们的主人。
We don't have another master. Only Jesus Christ is our Lord.
所以这个家里面的主人不是政府啊。
So the Lord, the master of this family, is not the government.
我们在这里敬拜的，我们敬拜的主人，不是这里带领的这几位的，包括我的弟兄姐妹啊。
When we come, the master of the church is not our leadership, not even myself as the pastor.
我们来敬拜，是我们敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
We come to worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就把我们的信心就放在这个主上面。
And our faith is placed upon this Lord.
只有一个主。
Only one Lord.
所以只有一个信。
And therefore, there's only one faith.
我们只有一个信放在这个只有一个主上面了。
And this one faith is placed upon that one Lord.
然后就有洗礼了。
And then come baptism.
这个洗礼是我们在外在对我们里面的信心的表现。
Baptism is an outward testimony of our inside faith.
这个信心就是刚才所说的我们在主耶稣里面的信心。
That faith is what we have just mentioned, the faith in not Jesus Christ.
所以你也只有一个主。
So we have only one Lord.
所以你不需要两个洗礼。
So therefore, we don't need two baptisms.
你以后搬去另外一个地方，去另外一个教会，不需要再受洗啊。
If you are baptized, and in the future, if you move to another place, go to another church, you don't need to be re-baptized.
你的主没变呢。
Because your Lord hasn't changed.
还是你的主。
He's still your Lord.
我们一个洗。
One baptism.
我们的受洗的我们的洗礼要延后啊。
Our baptismal service has to be delayed.
因为我们的浸池还没有完成的修好。
because of some problem with our baptismal pool.
给一些 update 大家。
But
给一些的进展大家。
I want to give you some update.
我们那个工程继续进行。
The plan of the work continues.
要买的东西买到了，现在要去修。
We already bought and received the part that we need.
现在这个船运很麻烦哈。
These days, even the shipping usually may have problem.
感谢主有进展哦。
But thank the Lord, we have put good progress. We have received.
在求如果主允许的话，不久的将来我们就可以有这个进礼。
If the Lord willing, in the very near future, we should be able to hold our baptismal service.
我们这个敬礼是欢迎弟兄姐妹进入这个大家庭里面。
This baptismal service is a way to welcome brothers and sisters to enter into this spiritual family.
最后了，这段的最后。
This passage, the last point.
一神就是众人的父。
One God, which is Father of all.
短短几节经文。
A few verses in this scripture.
圣父，圣灵，圣子，现在的圣父了。
We talk about Holy Spirit, the Son, and now the Father.
这里是讲到众人的父。
Talk about the Father of all.
或者另外一个说法是万有的父。
Another way to express this is he owns everything.
父神是所有的源头。
Father is the head of everything and every person.
我们都是从父来的。
We all came from the Father.
不是其他的偶像。
We didn't come from other idols.
只是敬畏一神。
We only fear one God.
这个七个一哈。
So these seven ones.
保罗就告诉我们怎样，这些就是合一的这些的这基础在这里了。
Paul tells us those are the basis of our being united.
但是在中间呢，刚才有一句我没有跟大家讲的。
But there were one phrase I have not talked about it.
就是讲到我们都是这些家人都是蒙召的。
And it referred to the fact that all these spiritual family members were called.
在第四节的开始是这样说的，正如你们蒙召。
Beginning of verse 4, just as you were called.
你不是自己加入教会的。
You cannot join the church on your own.
你是被呼召进来的。
You are called to be part of the family.
什么时候我被呼召了？
You may wonder, hey, when was I called?
神在你的心里面啊。
It's when God worked in your heart.
告诉你，我要去教会。
He prompts you to want to go to church.
你就找到教会。
And then you went out and find the church.
走过，看到圣道堂了，就进来了。
Maybe you walked by and saw Chinese Bible Church, and that's how you came in.
现在可能比较在网上看到圣道堂才过来啊。
This stage,
不一定你碰到圣道堂。
This stage you may came across CBC online.
或者是我们有一部分的弟兄姐妹，你是我家人先来的。
Some of us may be because other family members came here first.
可能你是你们的父母。
Maybe your parents.
希望你我们年轻一辈的慢慢知道，这个教会是我要来的，不是我的父母要我来的。
I hope that the younger generations would gradually realize that this church is the church that I want to come, not just because my parents come.
那就慢慢成为这个家人的一部分了。
And then you will become a member of this family.
现在这一代很多时候我们把教会变成了一个的一个的一个的联谊的地方。
These days, a lot of people think about the church being a social club.
就有些就好像去买东西的那些的商店一样。
Something about it as a shop that you went for shopping.
我有时候希望我就去这个，我有时候去那个。
Sometimes I go to this store and sometimes I go to that store.
有些基督徒从来都不成为一个教会的一部分。
Many Christians never become a part of one church.
这个教会的牧师讲到好, 我就去那边听。
Oh, if the pastor of this church preach well, then you know, this is the church that I will go just to listen to him.
有一个这个教会的小组的人很好，我去这个小组。
And then another church has very good small groups, and those are very friendly, and so I go to that church for their small groups.
他可能认识很多人。
So that person may know a lot of people.
但是从来都不是教会的一部分。
But he never commit to be a part, a member of a church.
我们蒙召是要去一个教会里面参与一个教会。
When we are called, we need to be a part of a church.
这个是神的话。
This is the word of God.
那我们是同一个教会了。
And now we belong to the same church.
那我们应该怎样相处呢?
Then how should we relate to one another?
就是这段圣经开始的时候要讲的话。
And that's the first verse of this part of the scripture.
基督徒是什么呢?
Who are Christians?
保罗在这里讲。
Paul taught here.
我为主被囚的劝你们，你们既然蒙召行事为人，就与当与蒙的恩相称。
I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
基督徒不是只是相信一套的。
Christian not only believe in a set of doctrines.
真正的基督徒啊。
True Christians.
真正的基督徒要在行为上面活出主的恩的。
He or she have to walk in his or her life, daily life.
需要表现出来的。
Need to express in their behavior.
不是给人看。
Not so much to let other people see it.
当然也包括了去做见证，让人看到。
Though it include that because it's part of the testimony.
但是这个是神在改变我们里面的时候，我们里面改变，外面就应该会看到的。
But this would be a natural outflow of what God has done inside us, how He has changed us.
我们基督徒很懂得去听到。
We Christians really know how to listen to sermon.
甚至很会讲道。We
even know how to preach.
就跟可能你不再站在讲台讲道，但是你跟你的家人朋友都很会讲道。Maybe
you are not preaching up in the pulpit, but you always preach to your friend and members of your family.
基督徒应该这样子。
You always say, oh, as a Christian, you should do this, you should do that.
基督徒不应该这样子。
As a Christian, you should not do this, you should not do that.
我们都懂很多, 但是保罗说, 我们, 你们要行啊。
We know a lot, but Paul admonished us, we need to walk.
我们知道我们要爱我们的邻舍。
We know we need to love our neighbors.
那我们 怎么样去关心我们周围的人呢?
Then we need to pay attention how we can care for people around us.
我们自己的 neighbor 啊, 我们真的邻居住在你旁边的那些的朋友啊, 就一起住的人啊。
We have to express that to the very people that actually live close to us, our literal neighbors.
真正住在你旁边的人知道你是主内的人吗? 他觉得你关心他们吗?
People living close to you, do they know you are Christian? Do they know that you care for them?
你还没有信主的家人会感觉到你是关心他们吗?
If you have non-Christian family members, do they feel that you care for them?
新来的朋友不知道会不会感觉到这个家是一个爱的家呢?
If you are a newcomer to this church, do you feel this church being loving?
现在戴口罩比较困难啊。
These days there may be some difficulty since we are all masked up.
今天有没有新的人来?
I'm wondering, is there any newcomers today?
我问大家，我不是问的，我是问大家。 I'm asking all of us, do you notice any newcomer today?
大家有没有留意到有没有新的朋友在呢?
Yeah,
do you notice anybody among us that are new?
Notice 是最重要的。你不 notice 你来教会干嘛?
你要留意 the fact that you can notice means a lot.
第二个呢?
The second.
你 notice 完了以后，你知道以后，你干嘛呢?
After you notice, after you 留意, what do you do next?
主的家应该是怎么样做的?
Inside the spiritual family, how should we behave?
行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
Walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
我们要活出，我们要跟我们被召的恩相称啊。
We have to walk in a manner worthy of the grace that we have received.
主的爱在你的身上吗?
The love of the, Lord is upon us.
主的恩在你的上面里面吗?
The grace of the Lord is set upon you.
有的话你有活出来吗?
If you have it, have you lived it out?
不容易的。
It's not easy.
我们整个这个家里面啊，
In this spiritual family,
啊，保罗这样说。
Paul said,
凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，切力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience bearing with one another in love.
这里讲到我们家人怎么样互相的对待。
It talks about how we should relate to one another in the family.
那目的是什么呢?
What's the purpose?
目的是什么呢?
What's the purpose?
合一啊。
The purpose is to be united.
回到合一这个的题目。
Is to go back to the theme of unity.
我们要活出主恩，做一个活出主恩的家，第一个最重要的。
To be able to live out God's grace in The spiritual family, the very first thing, the most important.
保罗在这里说 all, with all.
Paul emphasized 凡事 everything.
凡事什么事都要啊。
It referred to everything.
啊，就是谦虚温柔。
Have to be humble and gentle.
和合本的翻的方法就好像很多事情一个哈提出来。
The way the Chinese, Union version translate seems to imply this list of things is like one by one.
啊，但是这个不是一连串的东西一样的分量哈。这里第一个强调的是哦，凡事。
But in the original text, they are not of the equal importance. The most important ones are the first two, humility and gentleness.
骄傲会破坏合一。
Being prideful is a very detrimental effect to unity.
你同意吗?
Do you agree?
个人的骄傲在什么地方都会破坏合一。
When we are prideful, we will destroy the unity in everything that we do.
可能有一个人很厉害。
There may be a person that is really capable.
大家都跟随他。
Everybody follow that person.
那个大家都你那么厉害 ，OK， 大家都顺服你。但是这样子 unity， 这样子合一哈。
People may say, "Oh, since he's so capable, I'll just follow that person." You may think unity is that way.
他就是那个公司的主人了。
So that person may be the head of that group of people or that company.
但是在教会。
But in a church.
谁是主吗?
Who is the master?
还记得吗?主耶稣是主啊。
Do you still remember?
所以就没有一个很厉害的明星在这里,大家都会跟随他。总会有不同的意见。
Only Jesus is our master. There's no superstar in our church that, you know, demand everybody to follow him or her.
所以保罗说要谦虚温柔。
That's why Paul said we have to be humble and gentle.
有一个谦虚，有一个温柔谦虚的心，我们就可以跟其他人去合作了，和愿意合在一起。
When we have that heart or that attitude of humility and gentleness, then it is a lot easier to relate to other people.
你会愿意忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Then you'll be willing to be patient and to bear with one another.
宽容也就是包容啊。
To bear with one another means you overlook their shortcomings.
你愿意互相去包容，就愿意体谅那些可能他们很软弱、很不成熟的人啊。
When you're willing to bear with one another, then you can accept those who may be weak, you may be
immature. 我们这里有很多 immature 的人吗? 有吗? Do we have any immature people here?
我们当中有没有很多不太成熟的人?
有些时候我们自己就是不是很成熟啊。
Very often we ourselves are not very mature.
有些时候是需要去提醒对方的。
A lot of time we have to remind one another.
但是我们要去讲的时候，我们也是必须需要学习怎么样体谅。
But when we try to voice it out, we also need to be understanding.
需要有爱心互相宽容。
We need to bear one another in love.
最后这里讲到，我们要用和平彼此联络，建立。 保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Lastly, it said we need to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
联络是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to maintain?
联络就好像一个锁链。
It gives us the picture of a chain.
我们就把我们连在一起。
The chain connects us together.
用什么联络呢?
With what?
用和平啊,
With peace.
基督带来的和平,
the peace that Christ brings.
耶稣带来和平, 连我们跟主的关系也和好了。
When Christ brings us peace, we start with being peaceful, reconciled with the Lord.
那我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系就可以连在一起了。
Then the relationship between us, brothers and sisters, we can connect together.
教会,
the church,
教会应该是不同的人种。
Church should consist of different peoples,
不同的文化背景,
different culture,
都可以因为主耶稣基督的和平而拉在一起的。
They can all relate to one another and come together in the Lord.
今天在我们的社会里面，很多关于种族啊这些的，或者是平权啊这些的纷争啊。
In our society, there's a lot of conflict among races and among different class of people.
我们真的要好好为自己祷告啊。We
need to pray for ourselves.
圣道堂
Chinese Bible Church.
很多中国人,
we have a lot of Chinese.
有一些只会讲中文的,
some of us can only speak in Chinese.
也有一些只会讲英文的,
some of us can only speak in English.
可以接纳什么人在我们当中呢?
What kind of people can we accept among us?
有没有一些人我们不可以容纳在我们当中的?
Are there people that we feel we cannot accept them to be part of us?
那 in theory, 理论上, 我们什么人都可以来。
In theory, we may say that, oh, we welcome everybody.
但是真的来了一个跟你的想法、跟你的样子很不一样的人, 你还会很愿意他进来吗?
But when actually a person that are very different from you come to us, do you still eagerly welcome them? Among us?
或者是在想，哎呀，他什么时候走啊？
Or deep down in your heart, you wonder, hey, when will he finally leave?
我们一起因为主耶稣。
We all, because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣的和平。
Because of the peace from our Lord,
we
can connect together.
We Because
we can connect with one another in the Lord, therefore we can have true unity.
不是面和心不和。
Not just have an outward connection without the true inside connection.
我们自己慢慢继续的成长，学习怎么样去接纳那些跟我们不一样的人。
So let's all grow to learn to accept all the people that may be different from us.
不是对你跟我很有信心，而是对主耶稣很有信心。
We may not be very confident that we can do it, but we are confident that the Lord can help us to do it.
你认为你是这个属灵的家的一个成员吗？
Do you regard yourself as a member of this spiritual family?
应该问下一个问题就是你那你的角色是什么呢？
Then the next question is, what is your role in our church?
你一定是被服侍的人。
You must be a person that are being served.
你也一定是会去服侍的一个人。
And you should also be a person who go out to serve.
两方面都一定会有的。
There should have both aspects.
如果你缺少被服侍的，
If you lack the part being served,
或者是你觉得没有被服侍到的，
or you feel that you have not been properly served,
你这问题出在哪里啊？
Then you need to,
你这问题出在哪里吗？
Do you know what is the problem?
那问题出在我上
面。The problem is me.
出在齐牧师上面。
The problem is Reverend Chin.
也出在 Michael 上面。
The problem is Michael.
我们做带领教会的同工，我们没有做好应该做的部分。
It will reflect the failure of the leaders of the church not fulfilling our responsibility.
让你没有好好的被牧养。
And you know, causing the situation where you have not been properly cared for and shepherd.
那如果你已经觉得我被服侍了。
But if you already feel that you have been served.
那下一个问题就是你了。
Then the next question you ask yourself,
你怎么样去服侍其他的人呢？
How would you serve other people?
一定是两方面的。
It's always have both sides.
下一年我们有一个主题是管教医师善用恩赐。
Actually, it's this year, 2022.
这一年啊。
We have a new theme, stewardship and spiritual gift.
我们彼此来提醒学习怎么样做一个教会里面的管家。
We try to remind one another how to be a better steward, a servant in the church.
也学习怎么样善用我们的恩赐。
And we also want to learn how to better use the gift that God given us.
经文根据是以弗所书的四章十二节。
The theme verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 12.
就是我们今天所念的经文下几节的圣经了。
And that verse is the verse that follow the part of the scripture that we talk about today.
我们，你跟我每一个人都有责任要建立这个基督的身体啊。
You and I all have this responsibility to build up the body of Christ.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help all of us.
求主帮助我们知道每一个人我们的角色是什么，我们的恩赐是什么。
That we all know our role and also our spiritual gift.
在这一年，我们一同建立基督的身体。
This year, let's all learn to build up the body of Christ.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你，我们有家。
Thank you, we have a family.
我们不单只有我们地上的家，我们更宝贵的有属灵的家。
Not only we have an earthly family, even more precious, we have a spiritual family.
我们属灵的家，让我们的眼光看在属灵的事上面。
Our spiritual family help us to focus on spiritual things.
让我们这一年学习怎么样为这个家来去服侍。
Help us in this year, we will all learn how to serve this family.
用你给我们的恩赐来服侍。
Use the spiritual gift you have given us to serve.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名而求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.